This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, it's okay to be a little broken and beat, but I'm all right with that. You're with me, relax. And you call it weak, baby, you're just unique. Come out of the black, never hold it back.
That bit of Paloma Faith.
I love it. Crab, baby. That was me earlier because I dropped my phone down a drain and a lovely man fished it out, but it's not working. So hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome to Access All Areas.
We're on FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang.
And it's I've got the Christmas spirit.
You have?
I'm feeling very Christmassy.
Very festive.
Do you like my dress?
It's glittery. It's gorgeous. I'm getting December vibes from you today.
Whoa, it is. I'm feeling really like Santa's going to come.
Is he?
He is. Lucky old Santa.
So you dropped your phone today. That's unfortunate.
I was rather excited and I had a great meeting and I got a little excited, I think. And,
you did?
It fell out of my hand into a drain and this lovely chap helped me fish it out because it was on either way, it was going down and it kind of went on this ledge.
Ooh.
But it was all wet and soggy and now
I got a text from you earlier, though, yeah, so it's working.
I can't hear anyone.
Oh, I see. Right.
So if you ring, it's no good. You have to text.
Right. Well, okay? That's quite good.
For those that have my number, the special ones that have my number, my hotline.
The hotline thing.
The hotline.
What have you been up to? You were at Strictly last weekend, weren't you?
I have had Strictly. You're going to hate me because guess where I am this Saturday? Bananarama's last concert, and I'm at their party.
Oh, I'm jealous of that. That's good.
But yeah, I've had a busy week. We had Strictly, which was, it was quite, I suppose, a little bit controversial because we had, obviously, Alexandra and my friend Gorka were put on the dance-off.
Yes, that was a bit surprising for most
fans. I was surprised.
Fans.
And obviously, we're very lucky because we've got Brendan Cole on the show tonight.
We do. So we're going to play a little song and then... We're not going to play a little song. We are going to go straight.
Are we going straight to Mr.
to
Cole?
To Mr. Cole himself. Hello, Brendan. How are you?
Hello, so well.
We were going to play a little song and introduce you properly, but we didn't have time. So we're
sorry,
going,
Brendan.
Boom.
That's my fault because I dropped my phone down a little drain. I was running a little late. But
you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that, darling. I've lost your number now. But Brendan, thank you for being on the show.
It's all right. It's nice to talk to you over the airways instead of face-to-face at a party.
I know. Well, I did see you on Saturday, very briefly. Yeah. You were very sweet to my guests and took a lovely picture.
Right.
As always,
that's
he's
right.
So charming, Brendan.
Isn't he?
But, never.
But, Brendan, how are you feeling with this year's Strictly?
This little season of Strictly. I've had a really good season. I've had a really good year. It's been one of my favourites of all the 15 years I've done, which is kind of weird. Cause I didn't
better
last
than Sophie Ellis Bexter.
Well, not better than Sophie Ellis Bexter, because I loved that whole series and I loved her, and it was that was a kind of a magical one for me. We went all the way to the final. This year with lovely Charlotte, we only managed 4 weeks, which was disappointing for us. I thought we might go another two or three weeks.
Yeah, at least.
But you've got.
I thought you both, out of all your partners, got on really, really well. And she's such a. I know Charlotte, obviously, from doing the morning tellies and things, and she's such a sweetheart.
She's delightful, and that's the biggest thing you want on a the most important thing on a Strictly partnership is you need to get along because you're spending so many hours with each other, and if you don't, it's the worst job in the world. So
I'm not going to mention any of your past ones, which I know darling. I'm not going to bring them up. I won't do that.
I
know Charlotte is adorable.
Yes.
And I was very sad to see you both go. I mean, is it gutting when you go out so early?
It is. It's actually quite devastating. You feel a real sense of loss. You invest a lot of time and energy into the show, and you want the best for your partner, you want the best for you. Obviously, the impacts on the other stuff that you do outside of the Strictly, the more airtime you get, the better your ticket sales will go, and the better more impact there is on your other work. So that's important. But at the same time, I almost wouldn't have changed that. You know, to let's say trade lovely shout in for a newer model that was a better dancer, I don't think I'd want it. I just had a ball with her, so I just wish it had lasted a little bit longer.
And then of course,
what my wife says.
Yeah. Then of course you went on to It Takes Two, and everyone was saying it sounded like your goodbye message.
Yeah, it's weird, you know. It's odd. It's certainly not my goodbye message. When I leave, I'll be doing a bigger splash than It Takes Two.
You better be doing a party because I want to be there, Brendan.
Yeah, exactly.
I've known you from the start.
I'm leaving Strictly party. No, every year is the same with Strictly. They contract us in maybe February, let's say, and if they ask, I will then make my decision as to whether or not I will stay. And the most important thing to me is, if I'm happy doing the job and if I'm excited about the job, then I'll do the job. I don't want to go to work and not enjoy my job and not be happy about it. So I'm still loving Strictly. I still love to be there. Hopefully the BBC will want me back. Hopefully some of the viewers will want to still see me on the screens, although it's been a long time. I'm sure some of them are very sick of me, but that's the nature of life.
No.
And we'll wait and see.
No, you're my mum's favourite, Brendan. You always have been.
Thanks.
She loves you, but you don't. You are very, very popular, and I see you in that groom room afterwards, and everyone goes for you. You are the most popular face, I think.
Thanks. I'm sure most of your listeners are saying, shut up. No, it's not. That's right. Thank you.
You are, though. You truly are. And Brent, but you're doing lots more, aren't you? You've got some exciting things happening.
Yeah, there are always things on the go. Well, first and foremost, the most important thing is my lovely wife Zoe is 2/3 of the way through her second pregnancy, so baby. Life is about to change again. I can't believe it, because our daughter is my daughter is 5, and she'll be 5 on Christmas Day coming up.
We're
finally out of all the nappies and the nonsense that you have with them when they're little, and now we're doing it again. So a little bit, feeling
incredible.
A little bit in shock still, even though we did plan it. You know, you plan it and you're still not, and you're still in shock.
That's always why.
I've got my current touring. I do a theatre tour every year, which goes around the UK and over to Ireland. 56 dates in January, February, and March. That is keeping me very busy trying to get that all organised whilst I'm doing Strictly. It's a full on time, and of course all the media and the promotion that you need to do to, with regard to that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big old show. We've got 21 on stage, so there's a lot of organising.
Oh my goodness!
So when does it kick off?
We start that on the 18th of January next year. It's pretty much, we're doing sort of 4 or 5 dates in a row, and then we'll have a day or two off, and then we're back in the row on the road, and we are touring every ounce of the UK and over in Ireland, as I say. So I love it. It's the best thing I do, because it's mine. It's my project. It's my my show. I put it on myself. It's my creativity, and obviously I've got a team around me to help, but it's very much mine.
Are you mainly doing then, Brendan, the choreography, the producing of this, the music, everything?
Yeah,
do you choose it?
I'm the producer. I'm the choreographer. I cast it. I design all the the stuff that goes into it, and I cast it. It's a big deal. I mean, my musical director chooses the musicians. I'll leave that to the specialists, if you know what I mean. But we're a great bunch of friends. I've been touring now for 8-9 years, and it's a big show. It's, you know, we sort of shift maybe 50,000-70,000 tickets in any one run. So it's a lot of lot of time and energy to try and get that sold and put on a fantastic show for the people that are coming along.
A lot of
people love Strictly out there, and they want a little piece of it, so it's lovely that we can do it.
And when you were growing up, Brendan, who did you inspire to in the dance world?
It's a weird thing. I wasn't really into dancing that much. I did it, but I wasn't like, you know, some
you're
people sit
girls.
There and study video. Well, yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things. I mean, you look back, you think, well, if movies like Dirty Dancing, they were inspiring, even though it was a bit of silliness. Classic movies, even down to Strictly Ballroom. I was a judge on the New Zealand version of Strictly for 5 years, and my co-judge, one of which was Craig River Horwood, and the other one was Paul Mercurio, who played Scott in Strictly Ballroom. So quite amazing. These little moments in your life that you have because of this stuff we call television. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, and it's been quite a ride. And obviously this year, Alexandra Burke has found herself kind of in the spotlight quite a bit. What have you made of all these reports that these backstage tantrums, and obviously her being in the bottom two a couple of weeks in a row and these kind of things?
I haven't seen any tantrums, which is disappointing. I like a tantrum.
I've seen you do a couple.
I've certainly partaken in my time.
You have indeed.
It's one of those things. The show's really special. The show's a massive show, and I think people want to talk about it. It's a big thing in the media. People get excited about it. And if there's a little bit of salacious gossip, they're going to try and write about it, because it makes for good headlines. And anytime something's as good as Strictly is, they want a little, I suppose, a little dirt on it. And it's a shame because I do see so many stories. I've certainly seen plenty on myself that don't need to be done. It's salacious, it's gossip, and it's kind of a little bit of hearsay. Oh, apparently they were holding hands. It's like, well, yeah, they were just about to go onto the floor, all that kind of thing. It's a shame for the show, and it's a shame for the likes of Alexandra, because she's doing a great job. She's definitely one of the best contestants on the show, and she deserves a little bit of slack. When this show is hard, guys,
it's hard.
Yeah.
But also
hour of every day.
And I think, Brendan, because you put your life and soul into it when you're in the show, is when you do get bad critiques or you don't, you were in the dance-off, it really affects you, doesn't it? It is.
Oh, it's really hard. You don't ever underestimate how hard it is. It's a silly entertainment show. I'm going to regret saying that. Somebody's going to pick that. Brendan says Strictly is a silly entertainment show. It's It's a bit of light entertainment on a Saturday night, but for those of us who are invested in it, we're doing hours and hours and hours. I mean, if you think about the pros, we've been going since the 31st of July, and it's been 6 and 7 days a week, and it consumes you. And, you know, if you invest that much time in something, it does mean something to you, and you want the best for it. So, you know, you finish your dance, your adrenaline's running, and if you're in a dance-off, it's a horrible, horrible feeling. It's a bit of a feeling of failure. So nobody likes it, nobody wants it, but it's part of the show. Mm-hmm. We accept it, but it's a shame when they have to go and turn it into something that it's probably not. It might be, I have no idea, but I certainly haven't heard
but
that.
you can understand Alexandra's tears, or, you know, when the frustration, in a way, her emotions when she is in the bottom two each, you know, because she has been quite often, and it's hard going.
I can understand anybody feeling emotional about a situation that is difficult. I'm a very emotional person. I don't mind shedding a tear over Pocahontas if that's what needs to be.
Brilliant.
So you know, same for Strictly. When the going gets tough, it can be hard to hold it all in when you are absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
You know, exhaustion is a big thing. Fatigue is something. The more fatigued you are, the more exhausted you are, the more your emotions are at the surface, and the more you can sort of have a moment when you wouldn't normally in any other environment.
Very true. Very true, Brendan.
Yes.
But listen, you're ever the professional.
Don't spread vicious rumors.
You are, but I cannot wait to see your show.
Ah, thank you.
We will all come at FUBA.
Yeah, I'll be coming down. Yeah, cool.
And can't wait to see it, my darling. And thank you for taking the time. Where can we check it out and people buy tickets?
Well, BrendanColeLive.com is the website, and we've got a video trailer of the show, and it's pretty exciting. It makes me want to see the show, and I'm in it, so I can't.
Woo!
So, check that out. If you fancy it, come and see us.
We do fancy it. Thank you, Brendan, as always, and loads of love to Zoe.
Pleasure.
Kiss that bump from me.
Oh, I will. Appropriately, of course.
Of course.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Lovely Brendan Cole.
Isn't he nice?
Well, yeah.
He gets a bit of a rap sometimes, I think, for being, because he takes it seriously.
He's passionate.
He certainly is.
You know, and I was there, obviously, Saturday, and I could see Alexandra really feeling it. You could see it. You know, I don't know whether it was conveyed on the telly so much, but...
You didn't see any tears or fights backstage?
I saw some tears. I saw tears. And you know what? It must be hard. You've gone all to that work, and they were definitely, I think, the best dancers, Gorka and her. And then you're again on the bottom two doing that dance-off. You must be thinking, what can I do, you know? But for whatever reason, I don't know what you think, she's in the bottom two.
It's really complicated, I think. I think with all these programmes, anyone that appears to be too ambitious never does as well as...
Debbie McGee seems ambitious, I
know. Maybe. I remember when Kimberly Walsh was on it, and there was a real, like, everyone's a bit like, oh yeah, she's good, but it's a bit like, okay, again and again. I don't know, there's something about British people and really ambitiousness that
attractive.
Yeah, that people just seem to be turned off by. And I think Alexandra's obviously very successful. She's managed to carve a career for herself aside from X Factor. And yeah, I don't know. I like her dances every week, but I wouldn't pick up the phone and vote for her. I'd vote for Debbie.
I don't want people to think, like I saw on one of the papers, it was a race issue. I really hope that isn't the case. I really don't think it is. And I just think it is.
Well, you never know with the vote. Maybe people, it is, but they don't even know it. I think it's a real complicated issue.
And people saying she's not sincere, but I tell you what, where I was sitting, those tears were real. They were real tears, you know, and she was devastated to be in the top and bottom two, but I think she could still win it.
Well, we'll only have to wait and see, won't we?
I know you're voting for Debbie McGee.
I am voting for Debbie McGee, yeah. Sorry about that.
I love a bit of Gorka.
Gorka the Corker.
I love Gorka.
Well.
He's very, very fit boy, and he's going to come in. He can't at the minute because he's rehearsing. I spoke to him earlier.
Okay. Well,
he had his top off.
I'd love to have Gorka down in the studio, no problem. So apparently there's been a bit of, gossip on the dance floor.
Let's
play a bit of murder on the dance floor.
Oh, woo! Let's do it.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groom, DJ.
gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so, 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 and so I'll have to.
Presents Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Naked Attraction. You must know it's on Channel 4. But it's like Naked Take Me Out.
What?
You are joking. You don't know what this is. You love loose women. This is the sort of thing you're like.
Oh, can you see everything?
Yes!
Oh my God.
So what happens is the sort of shutters will come up or whatever. And then the girl will go, oh yeah, I'm not really into like hairy legs. You just want big cock.
No, stop. I don't want to see these pictures. Oh, God, he's not doing too well, is he? Oh, God. That one. No, I would. I mean, if you look like that, if your penis looked like that, you wouldn't go on this show, would you?
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. From 12 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We're having a bit of a busy time in the studio then.
I'm going deaf.
It's going here, there, and everywhere. We've got photographers in, the whole works this evening. It's all kicking off.
Nothing to do with this dress.
Nothing to do with that. Barely there dress
it's a
that you've got
dress,
on.
Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, people
I think
can...
our next guest would love it.
That's very true, and he's on the phone right now. Hello, Vizin.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing really good.
Are we speaking to you? You're in the United States right now. Is that correct?
Yes, I am actually.
Okay, so we may have a tiny bit of a delay for anyone listening.
Whereabouts are you in the States?
I actually live in Los Angeles.
Oh, and how is it there? Because obviously the news about the fires is so horrific.
Right. Yeah, I do. I'm living. I live actually next to a fire that is. They have it on containment right now.
Ooh.
But we're on alert to evacuate. But we're doing good here.
So. Okay. Wow. I mean, because it's been all in the news over here. You know, so it must be pretty severe for.
How do these fires start? It looked so intense. Well, it was so awful.
There's loads of different ways they can start, Lizzie. But you know, that is not what we're here to talk about.
I'm so sorry, darling. I hope you're safe. Stay safe, darling.
Now, for those that don't know you, you are a drag queen.
Yes.
And I guess the big story, literally the big story, as I've been reading today, is you lost £500 in weight.
Yes.
Not in currency, in case anyone's getting confused here. You were £700. I don't know what that is in stone as we speak over here, but that is some mm-hmm. weight. That is some serious weight. Tell us a bit about the journey of losing it and what it's meant to you.
Well, in 2009, I had gastric bypass, mm-hmm. and that kind of started the weight loss process for me. And then I lost about 200 from that, and then the rest I just kind of worked off on my own.
Right.
And now I'm down to around 250 and working with a trainer and getting my body better for the performances and everything that we can do.
Right, yeah, of course. So because obviously being a drag queen means that you mm-hmm. need to be able to get up on stage and perform things. I guess at that kind of
yes.
Actually, I've just googled it just to clarify. So £700 is 50 stone.
Oh my word!
Yeah. So that is
that's like unbelievable.
Yeah, but what is more impressive about that is that you've managed to lose it, and obviously you had the help of a gastric band. Do you still have that now?
Gastric bypass is more of like a permanent surgery.
Okay.
Whereas the band is semi-permanent, and you can adjust that as you go.
Got it. Apologies. But, got confused.
My stomach. Oh, no, it's fine. My stomach is basically the size of an egg.
So what's it like at meal times with your friends? Are you like, I'm just going to have a sip of water and a bit of... Can you eat with the rest of them?
I'm about 8 years out now, mm-hmm. and it's kind of relaxed now, so that I can eat smaller meals but not indulge in huge like feasts with people.
Okay,
but I do eat things, and if I let it get out of control, I can gain weight too.
Like you said, you can still gain weight. Mm-hmm. It's a whole mental thing, isn't it? It's a whole different mindset you have to adjust to.
Definitely. When I first started, the doctor that I was working with, he gave me a meal plan and a whole... Basically, his orders were to maintain his plan for a whole year, and it kind of like sticks in you to where you don't like eating junk food anymore. Or
right.
Like I'll have a sudden craving for a donut, but it's very, very, very rare because I can't even process sugar anymore.
Right,
like wow. So it's total change, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what about exercise? Is it do you have the energy for exercise?
Definitely. I can tell you, it was like a month after the surgery, I had like the urge to run, and I was already at 500 pounds at that point.
Right.
And so like the energy that I have now, it helps me to get through a lot of things, and my workouts that I do with my trainer now, he has me climbing a rope and doing burpees and things I never thought I could do.
I was going to say, I guess. And were you doing drag before that time, or has that been as a result of you becoming thinner?
Yeah, actually, I was doing drag before. I was kind of known as a big diva queen, and all of my performances were a little bit over, like, larger than life, we can say.
Okay.
And that's where I started in drag.
Right, okay. And it would be remiss of me to ask, as a Drag Race fan, have you considered mm-hmm. doing that show? Or I know it's obviously very competitive these days. There's a lot of people looking to do it. Is that something you were aiming for?
Actually, I have considered it in the past. When it first came out, that's when I was starting drag.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I was ready for it until like actually last year. But I was advised that we could see if we can do something outside of the realm of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
And right now, I debuted on Billboard at the number 48 spot. And so, like,
wow.
It's definitely exciting to see that we can do something outside of that realm.
Of course, yeah, because once you're in Drag Race, that's it forever. You're kind of associated with it for eternity. But you do music as well, don't you? And you've done a cover of You Make Me Feel, which is one of my favorite songs, actually.
Yes. I did. It's a Sylvester cover from the disco 70s song, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that with Chris Rosa. He's worked on, I don't know if you remember the song, Blame It on the Alcohol with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, no, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, he's worked with Jamie Foxx. He's also worked with RuPaul.
Okay.
Hector Fonseca is actually the DJ that remixed the song, and the package is actually what it is being pushed through on Billboard, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, awesome.
And exciting to be played around the world.
Well, we're actually going to play you tonight once we finish this chat. how can we follow you? You're on social media, I guess?
Yes. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Vision Official. It's V-I-Z-I-N Official.
Okay, great. Well, I'm gonna be checking you out as soon as I'm all,
I'm gonna be doing this. Oh, well done. It's incredible what you've done.
Yeah.
I have to say that does take some
courage and
determination as well. It's not easy, and well done to you. Hats off, darling. I'm following you right now.
Thank you so much for coming on our show. And now we're going to play a bit of You Make Me Feel Mighty Real by your own very mouth.
Yay.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very much
for having me. Stay safe.
Thanks.
Bye, darling. Yeah, stay safe.
Have a good day.
Thank you, darling.
Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, yeah. Well, shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history in the making, homie. Point blank, close range, that beat. If it goes a million, that's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Camilla.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm really into that song. So she was she came from Fifth Harmony, who came from The X Factor in America, didn't they?
One of Simon's cows.
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted to talk to you about that. But first of all, I just wanted to say happy birthday to my dad.
Happy birthday, Derek. From Lizzie Cundy.
It was his birthday.
I love the name Derek.
Do you?
I do. Do you ever go, Derek?
Well, no, because he's my dad.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Say dad.
Yeah, just say dad.
I'll say Derek.
Yeah, it was his
Del
birthday
boy.
On Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember
that.
Happy
birthday, dad.
Yeah, so happy birthday, dad. I'm going to play a little song at the end that I hope you'll like.
Oh, how good.
But yes, we were talking about X Factor.
So what do you think of the winner and...
Raxu. Well, I managed to make it the whole way through this series of X Factor and only watched two shows.
Oh, dear.
So, and I think that was more widely reflected in the ratings.
You weren't giving them ratings. I watched every one because I'm loyal.
I have to say, we've got Danielle Mason coming up in the studio. Imminently.
She's on her way.
She's on her way. Yes. Sorry. Carry on.
But I have to say, no, the ratings weren't great. But I did watch it.
You did.
I think they got to go back to basics and do. I don't like the changes personally.
No, me
That's
neither.
What I'd say.
I think they go straight back to how it was when it was at its prime. don't make any changes. Bring back Danny Minogue, bring back Cheryl, bring back Simon and Louis.
I think the original, where you had...
Simon, Sharon and Louis.
No, but I liked it with Danny Minogue and Sharon.
They hate one another.
But that's what makes it great, because they used to spar.
Well, I think one of the problems with this series as well, from what I can gather, was that there wasn't much in the way of battling it out.
No.
And that completely loses the point of X Factor. That
if everyone
is the whole point.
Too nice, mm-hmm. and everyone... I felt... Nicole possibly irritated Simon a little bit.
Do you think?
I just picked
Why
that up.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's my vibe.
Oh, and you're friends with him, so...
Well, I just could pick that up. And I don't know. I just didn't feel... I just don't think the changes sometimes work. I think never... If something works, don't touch and muck around with it.
Yes, that's very true. And look at Strictly. They have not changed format in 14 years.
No, the same old formula.
Yeah.
And... The American is Dancing with the Stars is different. It's a different formula, but
it
works. Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Raxu as the winners?
Well, you know what? They're nice boys. They're kind of. But am I going to buy their album?
No,
probably not.
Probably not.
Are
probably
you
not, babes?
Oh, are you
absolutely not? No, no interest.
Oh. The man has spoken. But listen, I wish them well. They all look very nice.
Oh,
I like Miles.
Absolutely.
I like Miles.
Of course, I wish them well, but
Who's
not my vibe.
Shall not we? Your vibe. Ooh, the man, he's spoken. The king of FUBA has spoken.
I like that. You can keep saying that.
But can I just tell you, Strictly, I understand why it gets the votes, because you really don't know what's going to happen. It is live, and it is... There is no way a fix in this show. It is probably the most genuine, you know, live show, entertainment show we have. And it is raw. You do not know. Someone can slip up. Someone can start crying. The top dancers get put in the bottom two. You don't know.
No, it's very true.
And even sitting in the audience, and I know I was nipping off to the bar a few times through that. But you're on the edge of your seat because you're thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see the nerves, they're shaking before they go on stage.
I bet they are. I would be too.
And I think all the judges, I love Shirley Bellis. I love her.
Yeah.
And
hopefully she's back for another series. We don't know yet.
Bruno's fantastic. They all get on so well. I just think it works.
I met Darcy Bustle the other week. She was lovely. Yeah. You wanted to play a bit of Bananarama, didn't you?
Well, I am seeing the girls this Saturday at the Apollo,
so
darling.
So let's play a bit of I Heard a Rumour, and then we're going to get our
not
final guest.
Not about me, not another one. Please.
Then we're going to get our final guest, Danielle Mason, in the studio.
Ooh, is she here?
Love.
It's all,
that was so a whirlwind.
Today has been a whirlwind show, isn't
it's
it?
It's been a whirlwind.
And we've got our final guest in. She's got her wine.
She's looking hot. She is looking Hi. Hot.
Hello, Danielle Mason. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Danielle, good to see you. Can I say that's your colour?
Oh, is it?
I adore this colour. Where is that dress from?
It's a mint green, isn't it? It's from Mirror Images. They supply me some dresses every now and then.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, do you know, I literally just pulled up 2 minutes ago and I've run in and I'm still trying to catch my breath back.
Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
For anyone that doesn't know who you are, they probably might recognise you from Gypsy Weddings. That was kind of where it...
Oh my God, that was so many years ago.
I know, but it was kind of where you first came into kind of the public.
I mean, you were a model before.
Yes.
But yeah, I've done modelling 12 years. I started on page 3 at The Sun.
Wow.
And then it kind of went like... It went a little bit bigger for me because at the time... oh, God, it's like cliche.
Going back.
My sister, obviously, is Jessie
Yes.
Wallace.
Yeah.
And at the time, she was like really big. And so they just like literally went full whack with it, like... Jessie's sister gets her knockers out and all that stuff.
It went crazy.
She said to say hi to you, by the way, Lizzie.
Oh,
she was on the show not so long ago.
She was on the show a couple of weeks ago. I love her. She's in Panto. I'm going to try and get to see her.
Yeah, I do.
She's
yeah.
such a sweetheart. But you are actually quite similar. You know that? You do look similar.
Really?
Despite the blonde, the blonde and the dark,
yeah,
I can definitely see
there's
it.
There's a real strong family resemblance, I can see. You're very gorgeous.
Thank you.
So then it kind of snowballed, didn't it? It just went...
Yeah, and then, like, somehow I ended up bagging this Gypsy Wedding show, which our episode pulled in, like, 12 million viewers, which was really good.
That's amazing.
And then...
Because how did that come about? How did it happen?
Oh, do you know, I was doing presenting for cage fighting, and I met a guy called Tony, who was a cage fighter. He happened to be a traveller. And then we was doing shoots and stuff because I fell pregnant and... There was this big thing at the time about Paddy Doherty.
Yeah.
And then obviously they heard... Yeah, he went quite big, didn't he?
He won Big Celebrity Brother. Big Brother, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it just... Big Fat Gypsy Wedding just rung up and they were like, can we have yous two on the show? And then we just kind of like took over from there and that was that.
You took over the world.
Yeah.
You like being on Gypsy? Did you like the show itself, Big Fat Gypsy Wedding? Though, I mean, it was entertaining to watch. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And is it what real life is like?
Do you know, they only really showed like one side of Travellers, which was like the funny side, like, you know, the pineapple and that. But there are...
Sorry, the pineapple, what's that?
Don't you remember when they were like, I'm an apple and I'm a pineapple?
No.
Oh, I sounded like a farmer then.
I got where you were coming from though, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, no, so they kind
from Bristol.
Of more covered the... Irish community and a little bit of the English, but there was a different part of the English that they didn't cover. Like, there is a very like rich side, quite a posh side to traveller community, but none of them would go on the telly.
Of course.
So they just kind of captured all the funny bits.
And what's been happening for you since then?
Well, since then we split up.
Yes.
As you do.
Yeah, and then I went into acting. Obviously, like, I'm a single mum. And yeah, I've just done a few British films this year and I'm still kind of doing a bit of modelling, but I'm 34 now, so I'm getting on a little bit because there's babies coming through that are like 18.
Difficult to compete.
The bitches!
Yeah.
Get rid of them, I say. But yeah, but you want to do your acting. I mean, would you follow in your sister's footsteps doing EastEnders maybe, or... Could you do something like that, or no? You would.
I have worked on EastEnders and they said about me doing they had some workshop thing about going in. But then, like, a week later, I ended up on page 3. So, because I was so young, I was like, yay, modelling. And then the acting kind of went out the window for a bit.
Right.
And then,
yeah. Do you regret that then, maybe?
Yeah, because now I'm older, I'm a bit like, oh, for God's sake. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
And so you've done a couple of British films. You've got... Am I reading right? You've got one coming out soon?
Oh, I did. There's a recent one, Rise of the Foot Soldier 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one called Dead Ringer.
Okay.
Which is out in a couple of months, and I did another one as well, but I can't remember the name. Sorry, I'm a bit thick.
That's fine. That's fine. Sophie.
But you are, and your sister's quite spiritual, aren't you? You both, because weren't you asked to do some documentary?
Yeah, we keep getting asked to do these documentaries. Yeah. But like, literally, the only day she's got off in Panto is Christmas Day. So I don't know, because, you know, she's an actress. I do a bit of reality. And
are you guys close?
We are now, yeah, but we have had our fallouts.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, we are probably like EastEnders family, but real life.
Right.
Is it both because you've got a bit of a temper, or is it just
clash of personalities?
Sisters?
Well, she's nuts and I'm nuts, so you can imagine.
Yeah, lovely nuts.
Is it just the two of you? Have you got any other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got two other sisters, Debbie and Joanne, yeah.
Okay. But they're not involved with the showbiz world.
No.
No.
So just you two. Okay, yeah. I get it.
But also, you've talked about it. I remember hearing that you did have these sort of anxiety and panic attacks. God. Is that right?
Do you know what? I've had like so much therapy for it, and it just doesn't go. And the only thing that seems to work is like anxiety tablets that the doctor gives me, which is a bit rubbish, really, because I'd like to train my brain myself without having to take tablets. Yeah. But it's just, I suffer really bad with anxiety.
Does that come as a result of being in the public eye at all?
It might do.
Because I often wonder, like, if suddenly you realise people are looking at you in a different way, that might cause it to...
Yeah, it might do. A lot of mine stems around, like, being claustrophobic.
You are. Okay. Yeah, my friend's like that. And she was a nightmare. We went on a plane and she was like, I can't bear it. I'm on a plane. I was like, yeah, because we're going on holiday. I realised we're on a plane. But she went, oh, my God. You know, and it was really, she said, it's being claustrophobic. Yeah. You feel that you can't breathe. You've got to panic.
Yeah. Diazepam sorts that out
for
a flight.
Right. She had a few vodkas. I just don't get those down yet. Please, shut up.
So you want to focus on the acting now. I know there's been some stories about you and the Geordie Shore boys and things like that. You know,
oh, God. No. I was just saying in an interview the other day, because I get really nervous talking about my sister in interviews, because I don't want to step on her toes. So I was trying to kind of like take the limelight off her, and I was like, yeah, but blah, 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 inboxes me and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, all the Geordie Shore boys have been in my inbox. Not literally, but I mean nothing like that. In my Twitter inbox,
I get it, okay.
I just mentioned that in an interview.
Oh, okay, fine. But are you single at the moment?
Yeah.
Well, not for long in that dress, let me tell you. That is an amazing dress, Danielle.
Jeez Louise.
Thank you.
I've got envy. It's green. Ivy. Poison Ivy. But I think you should do the acting. I think so.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's just so hard to go from reality to acting, to get taken seriously. I actually trained before I started modelling and that, but a lot of people don't really know that. And
did you and your sister train at the same schools, or did you do different stuff always?
I have trained at her school that she trained at the poor school in King's Cross.
Yes.
But I didn't do like as intense course as what she did. I did like performing arts and theatre studies at another college.
Right.
So, yeah.
Honestly, Danielle, we could speak to you all night, but we haven't got time, unfortunately.
I know. She had to get here, get in that dress.
I know.
She looks so gorgeous.
But thank you.
Next time, if you've got anything coming up, let's definitely get you back in the studio and we'll get you in for a bit longer. We've only had 10 minutes of you this evening.
It's not enough, Danielle. We need more of Danielle.
Well, what's the time now, anyway?
It is 5:02. And the show finishes at 7. So, damn, you know.
But I really think you should do your acting. I've got a very good feeling.
Oh,
not saying
you.
I'm psychic, but I've got this feeling you should.
She's quite good with these things.
Are you quite spiritual then as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
I just get put up for so much reality stuff, though, as well.
Well, that's good for the money.
Would you ever do the Big Brothers or the Jungle? I mean, it's on at the
minute. Jungle, definitely. I think
you
that's
would be
like
a Jungle
good one.
Jane. You don't fancy the Big Brothers so much.
I do, but...
Need to pay you more. We understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, Danielle.
Thank you.
It's been great having you in.
It's been so lovely to see you.
And Lizzie's so hot, by the way.
Isn't she?
And you are.
That's all right, babes. I can take it. It's fine.
And give my love to your sis.
Yes, I will.
We both love Elvis. We love the same things.
Elvis?
And a drink. Yeah, I love Elvis. Can we play some?
No, I've got a song lined up for my dad next.
Oh, okay, come on, because it's dad's birthday.
Yeah, it's my dad's birthday. So thanks so much, Sonia, for coming in.
Thanks. Daddy.
Lizzie will be here next week.
Of course.
It will be our last show before the Christmas break.
It is, and then I'm away. I'm getting on a jet plane.
Leaving to LA,
to the fires.
So it'll be the last one. Yeah, geez. It'll be the last show next week, and then we'll be back in January. But yeah, until then, goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a good night.
And this is for you, Dad. You're